Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Charles Biblezer, Managing Editor, and joining me is Dr. Emily Landau, Head of the Arms Control and Regional Security Program at the Tel Aviv-based Institute for National Security Studies. Thank you very much for being with me.
Hi, Charles. Thanks for having me.
And the topic, a lot of bluster emanating from Iran, with threats to close the vital Strait of Hormuz waterway and to pull out of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. Dr. Landau, any substance to these warnings, or is this the talk of an increasingly desperate regime?
I think that we've heard similar threats over the past few years. We have to remember that Iran right now doesn't have much leverage over the international community, certainly doesn't have any leverage right now over the United States. So in order to try to convince the Europeans to remain in their corner as far as the Iran nuclear deal is concerned, I think that the regime is making these kind of threats to scare everyone, to make it seem that if pressure continues, Iran will have no choice but to take these kind of measures. I don't see them actually carrying out these threats. And certainly leaving the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty would not be a smart move on Iran's part. It would only galvanize, I think, the international community against Iran. So, yeah, I think it's a sign of a regime, again, that doesn't really have any leverage vis-a-vis the powers that it's trying to influence.
You mentioned pressure, and most of it appears to be coming from the United States in the form of sanctions. Do you think that this will translate into tangible results? And what are they even from the Trump administration's vantage point?
I think we have to understand that the tools for convincing Iran to come back to the negotiation table in order to get a better nuclear deal, in order to deal with the issue of Iran's very dangerous ballistic missile program, its regional activities, the only strategy that has proven to have any measure of success over the last 15 years is a strategy of pressure. Boils down to economic sanctions, diplomatic sanctions, threats of military force, actual use of military force. So from among those options, I would say that economic pressure is probably the best option at this point. And it might not succeed in bringing Iran back to the table, but I think it has the best chance of succeeding. Now, we do see that there are tangible results. We've seen reports that Iran will no longer be able to hand over to Hezbollah the sums of money that they were handing over in the past. That's already a sign that pressure does work. When you have less resources, you have less resources to use for malign regional activities, which is another aim of the Trump administration. Beyond the nuclear deal, beyond the issue of ballistic missiles, they also want to rein in Iran as far as its support for Hezbollah and other such groups and aggressive moves across the region. I think the main objective of the administration is really to get Iran to agree to a better deal. This is what they say. Of course, there are some that feel that the administration's goal is to topple the regime and to cause a regime change, etc. Here I would say we have no real evidence that this is their aim. On the other hand, if there were to be a change of the regime in Iran, I don't think anyone would see that as a bad outcome. This is a very, very dangerous and aggressive regime, both towards the Iranian people, towards other regional actors, towards the international community. It's not a regime that I think anyone in the international community would have an interest in continuing to rule in Iran.
My guest today is Dr. Emily Landau, Head of the Arms Control and Regional Security Program at the Tel Aviv-based Institute for National Security Studies. Dr. Landau, just a final question before I let you go. The International Monetary Fund recently forecast that the Iranian economy would contract by 6% this coming year. How significant is this, and what could the potential ramifications be, especially with respect to potential internal unrest?
Well, again, this is one of the results of the pressure campaign. It's also a result of a massive economic mismanagement by the Iranian regime. This has been ongoing for years, obviously. And again, it's important. It can have an effect. We've seen already the demonstrations in Iran. We've seen expressions coming from the protesters that they feel they were promised to have better economic conditions after the Iran nuclear deal. Sanctions were supposed to be lifted, and they were supposed to have a better life. And what they saw instead was the regime was using this money in order to fund all of the regional activities. So the people, I think, are showing signs of being fed up with this regime. When and if that will congeal into a stronger movement that could actually cause some kind of change is an open question. I think most experts at this point feel that the conditions have not reached that level, that there's no real organized protest movement that could be some kind of viable alternative, and therefore they don't see chance for a real change in the regime of Iran. But we have to remember that these are dynamics that are very, very difficult to predict. And the whole movement that happened across the Arab world back from 2011, remember that happened from someone upsetting his cart in the market in Tunisia. So you never know what might be the spark for some kind of more meaningful internal development that could actually have implications for the continued viability of this regime.
Dr. Emily Landau, thank you very, very much for being with the Media Line.
Well, thank you.
I'm Charles B. Blazer, signing off.